Because I am plain, others have always assumed in me a disinterest to the opposite sex, to romance, and accordingly to marriage. But I will write here, as if with my own life's blood, that I have indeed loved. I have loved not once or twice, but three times, which is three times more than anyone would believe of me. In none of these episodes did I believe my love to be any the less true or good because my energies failed to attain that happy conclusion which has often blessed others. I loved in earnest all three men. I loved also with the kind of desperation that afflicts only the very plain and the very poor, who, in knowing they have nothing to give beyond the shirt off their backs and their own bodies, will do everything to compensate for the absence of wealth and beauty. So to anyone who has ever doubted that the sour little creature sitting on the sidelines of the ball isn't capable of the same purity of love as her two esteemed sisters, I say you do not know her or her heart. Though she looks upon the lines of skipping couples with indifference, I can tell you she does not feel it. She, too, wonders what it would be like to stand up for every dance with a partner, to run wantonly through a red sea of regimentals, shouting Denny or Andrew at the top of her lungs, while laughing and spilling punch onto the front of her dress. She has often imagined this scene in the tired but happy hours after a ball has ended, and the entire family is gathered in the drawing room to discuss the dances, the fashions, and how well or ill such and such of their acquaintance looked. While these conversations took place, it became common for her to lose herself in her imaginings and to rewrite in her mind the events of that evening. Had she been singled out by the richest man in the room, or had two officers come to blows for the privilege of dancing a cotillion with her?